Okay, so packet Yud was about the sheet of Averet Ham of being Shavus. And now we're going to go to the next shita of the Minchas Kohen. And the Minchas Kohen is of the opinion that whenever you see the stars, Minchas Kohen, you know, wrote the Sefer, part of the Sefer is on Tzeis HaChochavim, Vanish Mashos, part of it is on Taruvas. So his yisod is that it doesn't, the Rebbeinu Tam would be maskim if you saw Gimel Chochavim, even if it's not Daled Mil. And like he writes here on page 6, nearly Shemash Hora Rishim Hayu Nirim Rakia Gimel Chochavim Beinim Shanola Netino Reza Limo Vches Afilu L'mocha Shabbos Stein Adavka Shanoda Bevir Shehim Chochavim Beinim. If you have Gimel Chochavim Beinim, that then that's good enough. He says, and then on page 7 he writes, V'da, sheish ot siman acher l'das mosai hu laila gomor, k'asua poskim hu she, acher she'omar shir mahalach dal minim acher shkei sachama, hei laila v'adei l'chol dover, she'az hu zman yitzias gimel chochovim. So the other siman is dalad mil. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Psachim, Shemeshkeh Sechama Tzeh Chochovim, Yesh Dal Mil. Nechein, Das Rav HaPoskim. So he says, on page 8, that you need near Shem Asas Molocha, Motay Shabbos, Avon Misha Omar Achashki, as a Chavashir Dal Milim, came to Engimu Chachov and Nirim. Now, you can't have Dal and Milim, you also have to have Gimu Chachov. But he says on page 9, now you see it inside the Mithas Kohen, page 9.
Oh, okay.
You got this one? Is Venera, page 9, first arrow. Venera Lishim, Mimotsoi Shabbos, Venera Gim Chachov and Beinanim. Shikva Hu Laila Gom, Vemuta Losas Mechalocha, Apo Pishlo, Omer Shia Shah, Vechomish Achar Shkia Sachama. Because even though it's not, you know, Tamid and Shematon, it's not Dal Mil.
So you also have
Venera
Tam.
You do say Rabbi Tam, if in Motzei Shabbos you see Gimel Chochov and Beinanim, or Tanim certainly, that's it. And that's, so it says, Ella, look on the now page 9 on the right bottom. Ella, Ikasha, Akasha, Lamaliyot, Laila Vadai, Anusom Kimbal Vadal Rias Gimel Chochovim, Vimashkikim Kal, Al Shaddai, Lo Over Shir Dalaminim, Achashke Sachamu, Ascholas, Zman Beda Shmoshes, Ein Anusom Kim, Lahakel Al Simon Chochovim. So it's how come, Vitorishim, Over Shir Gimel Mil Ria, Achashke Sachamu, Anusimus, shows as one bein shmoshes. So it was, when it comes to starting by Nashmashos, we say 3 1/4 mil. And that is Bein HaShmoshes. But we don't, even though maybe there's no two kochavim yet. Because usually it says you have to have 2 kochavim Bein HaShmoshes. But we say, once it's 3 1/4 mil, that's Bein HaShmoshes, even if there's no 2 kochavim. In Shlomo Shatamza, Ki Kosha Overshir Gimel Mil Vriya Harshkiya, Kazaka Kshvar Uzvar Bein HaShmoshes. That's a Chazaka, that's Bein HaShmoshes. We have a chazaka gimel mil or revia that's bein hashmoshes, but leinian motzai Shabbos kol shenirim gimel kochavim bevadai hu laila gomer shehei nirim laayin v'efshar lahachish ma shenira lachush. Okay, bevada hu laila gomer. Ramina shatal becheshbono. Aval zeh betenai sheye boki bekochavim. L'hakir shem ben hakochavim habeinu ne. B'shamim gil kochavim ketanim. So he says what? The 3 1/4 mil, it's a chazaka that it's bein hashmoshes. So even if you didn't see the kochavim, the 2 kochavim, in other words, the 2 kochavim is not the same as the 3 kochavim. Even though the 2 kochavim make bein hashmoshes, but that's not Batar Zvadai. So therefore, if you have 3 1/4, it's a chazaka, that's good enough. You have to be machmer. But when it comes to the end of Shabbos, the 3 kochavim, so that's a vadai. But the 3 kochavim, if you know what you're looking at, that's a vadai. So therefore, even though you didn't have 4 mil, you can do melacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, because the Gemara says like this: Kochecha echad yom, shnei kochavim bein hashmoshes, shlok kochavim laila. So he wants to know. So what if you did 3 1/4 mil and you don't see shnei kochavim? So he says the halacha is it's bein hashmoshes. So he's asking. So why? Why don't we say you need 2 kochavim? So he says, no, once it's 3 1/4 mil, that's a chazaka, that's bein hashmoshes, even if you don't have the 2 kochavim. But legabi, the 3 kochavim, so it works differently. The 3 kochavim is the vadai shir. The davin milim is just a hashara, there should be 3 kochavim at that time. But if you have the 3 kochavim, even if you don't have the davin mil, that's good enough.
That's a very big...
It's a very radical view of Rabbeinu Tam.
I mean, theoretically,
he's going to see a half hour
after
Shkia in New York. He could see three kochavim and two.
Good. Well, so basically, you know, some point
out, that's basically what Moshe Feinstein held. Right. He saw kochavim, so he said, this is it. I mean, he saw more because he said the sky was full and everything, so he can't imagine that you have to wait anything more. That should be at least 3 kochavim. So 4 kochavim is a... Yeah. 1 second. And then, so that's what he says. And he says that you have gimel kochavim bein, and then that's it. And he says that in Amsterdam, I don't know if I pointed it out. He says, like, what is it, 40 some minutes or something like that? It's already, they would keep Shabbos before 72 minutes. What was it, 47?
What page is that? 47?
What page? We saw it as, yeah, so, where is it? Page 10. So, Dal Chumshe Shah is a fifth of an hour, 12 minutes. And 4 12 minutes is 48. That's it. Dal Chumshe Shah, Bekiruv, is when. So he says here on page 10, Mr. Katan pointed out, on page 10, the paragraph on the right side of Hine says that the paragraph that begins, the word that begins, B'tkufas Nisa V'tishrei. Dal Chumshe Shah. So a Chomish of a Shah is 12 minutes, and 4 times 12 is 48 minutes. So it says 48 minutes in Amsterdam, where he was the rabbi. What?
He was in Hamburg.
What about Amsterdam?
I mean, I put
him
on the front page.
Right. I think he was in. No, you check it. Check him out.
Too.
And he says even in the summer. Okay, near Lachush on the left side. Shemar says those. Bamta Kais Nirim Bukhovim, Fatesha Shaosu Shlisha Bakirvaka Shavakhatsi Hayom, Tainishmona Shaos Urviya Shesh Bakhotsos Hachkiev Shah the Isr Shah Shemanchia this Khovin there. Feel Bamta Kais Aim Artazo Shia Shah the Khovish Manchkiya Hamutes Khovim. You don't need to wait 72 minutes. Nikvaka Savdi, Shemakovish Shalom Yesh Benchkiya Hamutes Khov Yosem Shia Shah the Khovish. In Abba Minin, Roy Lassa Zmambe, Shmosh Shir, Shlosh of Yemil, the Samach, Lerega Yitzhish, Shloch Chachavim. So he says, what should you do? So he says, the stars come out 48 minutes. So you know what you should do? You know what you should do? 3/4 of a mil before that 48, that's made a Shmoshus. So, 35 minutes to 48 is Bein HaShemashos, and before that?
Yom.
Vada Yom. And that's, there was Milchus Kol Yisrael Rabbein Tam person, but he has his version of Rabbein Tam. In other words, so that's what he says here on page 12. He says, "Lachem miyad achas shenola ratino tzorik sheistakluk berkiel ros imnirim shnayim kochavim." In other words, when a baby's born, go out. The first thing you do, you don't call the parents. You go outside, and you know, in those days they didn't have watches, so you want to see what time it is. Go outside, see if you can see two stars. Imnirim eizer golo sheyu harizim ben hashmoshes. So then, if it's Friday night, so then you can't do the bris on, because it's a suffix when it is, so then maybe the baby is supposed to be Friday or Shabbos, so you can't do a suffix bris on Shabbos, so then you're going to do the bris on Sunday, and it's going to be the ninth day. And he says, even if it's 35 minutes, but you should, there should be Shnei Kochavim. So a kid gets born 20 minutes after Shkia?
Friday.
And if it's on Shabbos, that happens, then it'll be a Shabbos bris.
Until 35 minutes
after the first Shkia. Yeah, and he says that there's no Shnei Kochavim. So if you know Kodam Revia Shah, that's what he says. If you know the Kamashah is Nola Hatina, Makol Sophic Shia, Sarah Lamu Tisha. But he says, before that, you know, today, you know, come on, no one would do such a thing. Kids born 20 minutes after Shkia and Motzai Shabbos to have a... So everyone today would do a Sunday bris. But the Michas Kohen says a Shabbos bris. But it's not only the Michas Kohen. I'll show you somebody, I don't know, I'm not here to judge who's the greater person. The Chasam Sofer. So you want to say something? The Chasam Sofer, is he?
According to Michas Kohen, is there, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, is there going to be any time where, meaning isn't there Rabbeinu Tam just realistically not going to happen?
What do you mean realistically?
Meaning, where's the place where there's Dalad Milan, where Dalad Milan after Shkia, three stars are going to come out?
48 is where the stars. Where they see the stars. Well, and look at this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. This is like a famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. On page 13. Milas tilak shalom v'motzei shas v'rashmash. So he says, and look what he says here. You know, it's so daunting. You know, but it's a fairish of the Chasam Sofer. Look what he writes. On page 13. You see page 13 where the arrow is? V'hinei, anachnu, ma'al bimalimno. Hinei anachnu kolado v'medinus elu osim b'mlocha erv Shabbos kodesh akorav l'shah ho'gimel rivei shah kodem tseis ha'kachor. Because we're going to do malacha up to an hour or three quarters before tseis ha'kachor. So that means we're going to do malacha after Shkia. Nimtza anotofse bebucho kishitas Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying, we're doing malacha up to an hour before what? Before Tzeis HaKachav. We're still doing malacha. Or three quarters of an hour before Tzeis HaKachav, we're still doing malacha. So then he has a kasha. So that means we're Rabbeinu Tam people. We're passing Shkia. We're still riding our cars. Or whatever we're doing. After Shkia. So that means Anu Tofsin Bemuchlak Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Murdered. And this is the famous look. Oz Gimel. This is the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. Nechein Das Chomiv Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kefish Mei Chosno Bemichtovo. He's also doing malacha. So he says, so how come, so if we're Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore, Eich HaChakach V'yegir Yom HaShabbos Yemuto L'olav L'mul B'no B'yom Chesel L'idoso Yom V'yochus L'das HaSov Shekvar HaYalai La'az. But if we're doing that malacha after Shkia, so that if a kid is born after Shkia, you can't say that's Mein HaShmoshes. Because you're going to do malacha on a Friday that time after Shkia, so you're saying it's Vada Yom. So after Shkia is still Vada Yom. So therefore, if the kid was born, then you can't say it was Safek. Nimtzad Avitarti Kuli Sasi Adadi. Also malacha at Samuch. In other words, if you can do malacha after Shkia, then it's Vada Yom. Then you have to say it's Vada Yom also for Bris Milah. And therefore, you can't say it's a suffix, right? In other words, say you do malacha 20 minutes after Shkia on a Friday, right? So if a kid was born on a say Motzai Shabbos 20 minutes after Shkia, so then for sure that's called what? Daytime. So therefore, for sure, So you can't say, well, Lagabe Brismila, we're going to wait till Sunday. But we're doing Malacha on Friday, 20 minutes after Shkia. If 20 minutes after Shkia is still, if it's Yom for Malacha, then it should be also Yom for what? Bris. So therefore he says, that
why is it such a kiddush that they do the love of 45 minutes before it says?
Because that's after Shkia. And take a look for yeah, look in the Sefer on page 17. In the Sefer Zman and Bhavana. So basically, he's also who's the tshuva written to? To the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. Let's see. Who is it written to? So here's another tshuva. It was written to the Michal Segel Eisenstein. So he says that he says we pascha like the Mogen Avraham. Do we have the, did I put it in the packet here, or it's a different packet, the Mogen Avraham? He says, yeah, basically he says, Kibalti Gamarosa Kalocha Ravachas was evolution pickbook, that's Mogen Avraham. He says, what's the, and that's three quarters of a mil before Tzeis HaKachovim is Beirash Moshos. So Mimela, so basically he's saying that when you last line, this is on page 17, the Silman Meir Shachas, so Shir Shizro, Vesal, Pibra Os, Ha'ayim. And he says, Midigan Pressburg, on page 18, Leil, Shemayim, Rav Moshe Neisles. You know where Rav Moshe Neisles was?
In the square.
Yeah, it was in the square of Dain. The Moshe Neishlis. He's not alive today, but should be in Pressburg. Samuch l'churbana ha'yikovim z'man tzeis ha'kovim al-pi riyas v'rikia. Should be in Pressburg yikovim z'man tzeis ha'kovim v'kovim. And they weren't makpid but on 72. And he says, Mayem b'sifah shol talmidei ha'chasim sofer tinok shenolat achar shkiyas ha'chama is is when you see the Chachavim, and three quarters of a meal before that is Kigishas HaMilchas Kayim. The Chasam Sofer held from this. The Chasam Sofer held from the Milchas Kayim. So that means, whenever you see stars in the sun, stars at night, That's Seisa Chachamim. And then 13 minutes before that is Bein HaShmoshes. But before that is Vadayom. And he said, that's what we saw. The Chasam Sofer said, we would do Malacha then.
Because it's Vadayom.
So in other words, see, what's the big Kiddush over here? The big Kiddush is, you think Rabbeinu Tam has to be 72, and if you want to do Malacha after Shkia, you at least have to hold 72. He's saying, no. You could hold 45, or 50, whatever, 48, and hold that between 35 and 48 is Menesh Rasha. Before that, it's Vada Yom. Now today, don't go away saying that I said that you could do Malacha after Shkia, because the Maisa... No, I didn't say that either. But the minute is 1954, Satmar Rebbe said that everyone should be machmir not to do Malacha after what? If the Shkia. Even though in Europe, Paskin differently. But in America, he felt that, the Sefer says, Zmani Bavada, that we don't have a real Kehila here, so we're all mixed together, right? So if one guy's going to be starting Shabbos when the other guy, is driving when the other guy's shy, it's going to be a big bilbul. So they didn't want that in America. That was the Samar Rebbe's, and others joined in with him. But technically, that's what Harford has said to me, but he thinks Lagabi Drabonans, he can talk to be Mako. That's what Rav Harford, some people don't hold like that. But Lagabi Drabonans, because it's clear in Europe, this is what they were doing. You see, the problem is in Europe, they weren't keeping 72, but they were still doing Malach after Shkia. So what's the answer? So one answer is Milchas Kohen. Because the Milchas Kohen says that what? That Seisa Chachamim doesn't need Dalan Mil. So whenever you have the Chachamim, that's it. And 13 minutes before that, that's Bein HaShmoshes. And before that's Vadayom. So you could do, so technically you're doing Malach up to 35 minutes. Right? You do Malach up to 35 minutes or whatever, but you're not keeping 72. So the way people normally think, Rabbi Tav is 58 and a half, so if you're doing Malach up to 35, then for sure you have to keep 72, or so it's a stira. The answer is, but if you hold like the Mechaz Kohen, there's no stira.
Yeah, you're using kudos on both ends.
Right, but according to the, but you see that in Europe, that's what they did. So the Mahalach we're seeing today is, but if you hold like the Milchas Kohen, and the Magen Avraham held that way, then Tzeis HaKachamu L'fira Osei Naim is Laila, 13 and a half, whatever, before that is Ben HaShmashah, so before that is Vada Yom. So technically you could be holding after Shkia, without keeping 72. So in America we don't do this, but Harford has thought, like, at least Megabi Drabonans, like Mincha, and Hefsei Tara maybe even.
Against Rabbi Yonah, right?
No.
Rabbi Yonah held that you have to tell Mincha before Shkia, no matter what you hold.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yonah is not brought in Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
The Pashas is not like Rabbi Yonah. Rav Salvechik was into this, Rav Shulchan was from Salvechik, he was into this Rabbi Yonah. But the Pashas is not like Rabbi Yonah. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Based off of the summer
of
the study, what
happened
nowadays if a child was born, say, 15
to
20 minutes
after Shkia? No, so even the Sabbath Rebbe was on a Friday?
Yeah, on a Friday.
No, so he would say Sunday first.
Okay.
Yeah, in other words, there was a time, the Chasam Sofer Paskin, that you have to do that, you can't keep, if you're doing Malacha then it's Yom, and then if 20 minutes after Shkia Friday, it's still Friday. 20 minutes after Motzei Shabbos, is a Shabbos Bris. Because the Chasam Sofer says it can't be that we're doing Malacha, and so. But today we changed the story today. Because Tzorach Shah, so we're not allowing anyone to do things assuming... that it's Yom. Even though this is what they did in Europe. Now there's another Mahalach how to work with Europe. This is what the Chasam, this is Chasam Sofer and his Talmidim and all these people said like this. Yeah.
When Rabbi says Europe, every community in Europe?
I don't know if it's every community in Europe, but I'm saying here.
The community decided with Eola, because it's a pretty big Nafka meeting, it isn't.
Yeah, but at least let's take the Chasam Sofer. He was pretty big.
Right.
He writes, "Anachtu kulanu b'mdinos elu osim malacha of Shabbos Kodesh al karv l'sha o gimel rei sha kodem seis hakachonim." And the Michas Kohen Paskin, if a baby's born like 20 minutes after Shkia or whatever it is, but it's still not within the, you know, three quarters from the early tzeis. But the early tzeis he calls. See, thing you hear is people only hear what Rav Moshe said. They don't know anything beyond Rav Moshe, before Rav Moshe. You see, people say, "Oh, Rav Moshe's discovered 50 minutes." Oh, blah blah. But people said this way before Rav Moshe, that there's a concept of Rabbeinu Tam that's not 72. That's earlier than 72. Yesterday we saw the Rishit of Rabbeinu Tam that it's Shabbos, the Prima Gadim we saw. But today we're seeing the Rishit that it's early, and therefore what? We wait for, so the Chanami, they used to do Brisson, after babies born after Shkia, even on Shabbos. Rav Moshe has this whole thing about that. Everyone knows about the 9 minutes of Rav Moshe, we'll talk about that. But people don't know beyond that. You can't know Rav Moshe without knowing what existed for hundreds of years before that. See, we have a lap in a knowledge of halachic history. You know, we don't know what happened in Europe for 300 years. And we just know what the Machaber says, and then we skip to Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, it's a big... You like that one? It's a big gap. So we don't do this because that became but the Chasam Sofer said that we vaday nimtzanu tofsim b'muchlo k'shitus Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, eicha chakach v'yigi yom haShabbos v'yemuto olav lomu b'no b'yom ches leidoso. So if 20 minutes say after Shkia of Motzai Shabbos the kid was born, so of course you have to have the bris on Shabbos. Now we don't do this because. Because we're choshish for all the shitas, but that's what the Chasam Sofer said. That was the minhag. There's a famous tshuva pei. Okay. Yeah.
On a practical note, what would you do if they traveled from one region where they had one man and they would go to Frankfurt for Shabbos? What would they do? It just seems like such a big nafkamina with what different communities in Europe did. How would they reconcile with it?
I don't know.
If you travel, you would follow minhag ha'makom, or because
of Shabbos. It's hard to know how they did it if they were traveling. I don't know how much traveling they were doing. You know, it's not like he goes here for Shabbos, he goes there for Shabbos. He stayed home for Shabbos. You know, traveling.
The Maaser, you shouldn't. In Lozos, we did a Groya, probably the Maaser, right?
Yeah, we didn't speak about the Groya.
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, certainly Lagabe the Daraisas. Harfis wanted to be making Lagabe the Rabbanans, you know, within this, you know. But.
The
Rabbanans
and
Joaquin. Davening Mincha. So, if you're saying that. You see, some want to say 8.5. That's what some want to say. 8.5 is not is like almost half of 16.1. So that was Chukachinsky's shita. So he held the Tzeis HaKachom was 8.5 degrees real over the horizon. So that's what he held. We'll see it. So Mavela, if 8.5, the Sefer Zman and fluctuates between 41 to 51 minutes. So then technically speaking, 15 minutes before that, like Harvard said, is going to be what? It's going to be Vereshmash. So before that, it's Vardayom. So that's why, you know, people who daven, I'm not such opposed to people who daven, you know, in some communities here, oh, if you daven after Shkia, Mincha, you're like a halva goy, you know, to do such a thing. No, it's not so, because Lamaisa, it could be that it's the Iker Hadid, according to Rabbi Natan. Yeah, because
the, you don't say Tachman
yeah. Right, but still, that's okay. Tachman is the least of the problems here. Yeah.
People should try to
Tachman, but have killed the Kazi. They can Rav Breuer felt it's better to daven Mincha a little later this way when the people. Well, daven Mariv, they'll already get in a minimal share of taste for Kriya Shema purposes. So other people say, oh, it's after Shkia, terrible. No, it's not terrible. Because this is really the Iker HaDin. It says, Agabe, these Daraisa things, so it became the Minag. I'm not saying, you know, yeah, why not daven, you know, like my wife was saying to me yesterday, she says, she doesn't understand. Why don't you do, like he just said, the Yotzi Kol HaDeis. No, but that's not a cheshbon, because the Maisa, that's the, according to the world of Shulchan Aruch, you will Yotzi all the days that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Namely, Rav Eitam. And we'll see that even other Shitas you Yotzi, because the Vilna Gaon is not part of the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah,
but we'll see. It's not so partial. Okay, but today I showed you the second approach to Rabbeinu Tam. The first approach was the Shabbos, and today is the Michas Kohen, and then Bez Hashem, we'll get to the... And we did finish this pack. We'll look at it tomorrow. I think maybe the next package is the 16.1. Those are the three. Yeah.
On the cover page of Michas Kohen,
it says they call Spartan
the
Hamburg.
Since when?
If everyone could help now, so we're going to arrange the room for the Masiba, 11 to 12, and Rabbi, I'll be speaking, Rabbi Glass will be speaking, there'll be a packet. Okay, so this is yourselves.